smell, you think of it as a bit high church, but it's a church, it's not there, it's strictly practical, it's the air pressure. And you have to imagine the temple was a pretty messy place, blood and guts all over the place. That is all finished. We now offer spiritual sacrifices. And what are those spiritual sacrifices? Well, St. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, he says that we are all called to offer spiritual sacrifice. We offer our whole lives. Some of our fellow Christians, as we know, literally give their lives in times and situations of persecution. We are more blessed than that in this country. But we are called to give our lives by living in a sacrificial way. And Paul explains what this means. He says you pour out your life because your mind is different. Your mind is transformed. You keep your gaze fixed on God. You see things differently. You hear things differently. You express different opinions. Remember, the word Christian is an adjective. You can't just be a Christian. You have to be a Christian something. So you might be a Christian shopkeeper or a Christian secretary or a Christian whatever. The question you ask yourself is, does that adjective make any difference to the way I pursue my profession or run my home or run my business, whatever it is? Does it make any difference? And if it doesn't, you've got to ask yourself another question. A very serious one. So the Christians offer a spiritual sacrifice. We give through the way that we live. And so this brings us back to a whole sense of what is our Christian identity. If this is a homily for new Christians, what are they? Well, our name means we're the anointed ones, the little anointed ones. So we are all, in some ways, anointed as priests. Then we are the holy priesthood. We are the spiritual house. Am I called not to see the world as others see it, but to see it differently? And it's often said that if you want to change what you see, you have to change how you see it. So listen to the news with anointed ears. Read the newspapers with anointed eyes. Speak and think. And so we come back to the words of St. Peter, the end of that passage that we have read. He said, you are a chosen race. You are a royal priesthood. That's us. That's quite something, isn't it? We are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, God's own people, that you may declare the wonderful deeds of him who called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. That's us again. Once you were no people, now you are God's people. Once you have not received mercy, now you have received mercy. So on this very special day here, in this rather special place, think what it means to be the living temple. You've got your name public. The cornerstone. You are the stones of the temple here in Milton Keynes. It's really quite an important thing to be, because the church here is not actually this lovely building at all. It's you. You are the living stones of this temple.